Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, October 19th, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, the bipartisan war on the poor. Then, someone cured of Ebola experiences symptoms months later. After that, how other countries are dealing with the influx of migrants. And megabanks refuse cash for services. That's next.
You'll still have euros, you'll still have dollars, you'll still have yens, you'll still have yons. They'll be all globally based in an SDR, strategic drawing right based system that the globalists control and most importantly, tax. They don't just want the power to issue and control the currency and be able to buy the world up with it. It's a magic trick, like an unlimited credit card. The Federal Reserve, which is the European bank front here in the United States, the Rothschild bank front on record, has an unlimited credit card, but it's even better. They get all the goods.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
An RT op-ed piece this weekend had a great analogy. They said, America is like a bomb. And of course, they pointed out there's different types of explosives. You can have something like dynamite. You have to be very careful with it. It's very volatile. Or you can have something like Semtex. They point out Semtex is different. You can drop it. You can throw it. You can put it in a fire. Nothing will happen until you put the right detonator in. And this person said, to him, it looks like America is filled with Semtex. You can kick it around the back of the truck and nothing is happening because the right detonator hasn't hit just yet. I would give you another example, and that, of course, is the one that we saw just last week with Tesla cars. All the components had been put into place for a self-driving car, but the software hadn't connected it yet until they flipped the switch one night, and then all of a sudden, the car owners woke up and they had a self-driving car, kind of like Skynet becoming self-aware. Now, he runs through the different aspects of what is dangerous, the different bombs in America that are waiting to explode, what could go wrong. And we've talked about these before, but let's run down these real quickly. Number one, the destruction of farms and a reliable food source. Number two, a weak economic system. He says, of course, that we severed any link with gold with Bretton Woods in 1971. And since then, the currency has been essentially linked to oil. And the value of that has been protected and held together by wars. That's exactly right. And I think it's important for us to think about what's going on with these carbon credits being rolled out at the same time. When we look at the petrodollar that was created by Nixon and Kissinger back in 1971, they knew that the fiat currency game was up at that point. Everybody had had it with that. We're at a similar point right now. And what they did was, by linking it to oil, they essentially started to replace the fiat currency controls of the central banks to somewhat of an energy-based control. If they go to carbon credits, of course, that's going to do the same thing, but at a global level, far more far-reaching. And that's the crisis that they're using. Just as they've used wars to tie us all to the petrodollar, they're using the crisis of the war on climate, so-called climate change, to justify a world currency control and a world regime for taxation that is going to be tied to climate change. Again, looking at the other two, he says Americans are increasingly on mind-altering drugs. And, of course, the one that he's talking about here, the one that is most serious, is not pot, but it's what the big pharmaceutical companies give us. That is the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI drugs. Those are the ones that make people go on mass shooting sprees and kill themselves. And many times it's not with a gun. Sometimes it's with a knife, but basically those are the mass murder suicide pills that the mainstream media does not want to talk about. Finally, the fourth one he talks about is a decline in morals. He said during the Depression of the 1930s, there was surprisingly little crime. People were brought up with a conception of morals, of right and wrong. Frugality and prudence were prized virtues, and communities were generally fairly cohesive. But society today is undisciplined, unrealistic, and selfish. And he gives many examples of this, but he points out that once this detonation occurs, once the switch is flipped, there's not going to be anywhere to run. There's nowhere to go to get food. People in the 1930s, depression, could grow their own food. They had a conception of morality. They had a degree, a large degree, of self-control. But he says today, if supply lines go down, you're going to be stuck in a house that you can't heat, surrounded by millions of FDA-approved drug addicts who are going psycho because they've run out of juice, and people who would murder their own grandmother in order to get a cut-price iPhone. And he says that on Friday, it was reported that many people in the medical community, of course, have been staggered about the fact that a nurse who was cleared of Ebola 9 months ago, Pauline Cafferkey, has now turned up with Ebola again, and that's caused them to have to completely rethink what Ebola is. We're going to go over how this nurse's case has completely changed everything we've been told about Ebola later in the show. And of course, Ebola or something like it, some kind of pandemic, could be the trigger that will fire this. But the bomb may have already gone off. It may be the open borders combined with an entitlement state. And that's what we're seeing in both the EU as well as in the North American Union. Yeah, the United States. We've got people like Peter Sutherland who are telling us that sovereignty is just an illusion. We've got people like Paul Ryan, and we're going to talk about the speaker race in just a moment. They're pushing him for speaker. He says that America is not a country. It's simply an idea. And he's going to change what that idea is all about, of course, with open borders and with other policies that he's putting through here. But let's look at what's going on in Europe right now. Let's follow the flow geographically. Of course, people are coming in from Syria, but really all over the Middle East and other parts of the world. They're funneling through Syria, going into Turkey, then going up into the Balkan states or Greece and Macedonia, then into Austria, and finally to the pot of gold in Germany. That's where they're drawing everybody in. And, of course, that's the incentive, pulling everybody in. They're not being driven out by the war in Syria. That's pretty clear by this point. They're being pulled in by incentives in Germany. So let's take a look at what's going on in the various countries. Turkey says that they are not going to be a concentration camp. They won't host migrants permanently, says the prime minister. He met with Angela Merkel, the prime minister of Germany, this week, pushing him to do this. But he said, we cannot accept an understanding like, quote, give us the money and they will stay in Turkey. He said this in a live television interview day after he talked with Germany's leader about the migrant crisis. Now, Brussels, of course, is trying to bribe Turkey as well. They say, we'll give you money. We'll also accelerate your drive for EU membership. Yeah, how valuable is that? We'll see how valuable that is in just a moment. Hungary, the next state up, one of the other states coming up where they have to go through, says that the migrant influx has stopped because they've gotten very serious about their borders. Well, of course, it stopped there where they've put up a fence. It's kind of like what we see in America where you put up an obstacle and it will flow around it. It's like a flow of water. But that water or that immigrant flow is still going to continue as long as there is an incentive, as long as there's something drawing people in, something pushing them towards that final goal. But let's look at what's going on in Hungary. Hungary said Monday that it shut down to the border with Croatia, had put a stop to the influx of migrants and refugees. They said only 41 people had crossed into Hungary on Sunday. They said the border closure is working. It has effectively stopped illegal border crossings. Now, of course, this is a key transit point on the Western Balkan route. That's what I just ran through verbally with the geographical locations. They say that to stem this, they have sealed their border with Croatia as well. But they're also concerned about Slovenia. There's many places that this flow can go through because they're being drawn in, as I said before, to Germany. From the Greece-Macedonia border, the main migrant route now goes up through Macedonia to Serbia, because they can't go through Hungary, then to Croatia, Slovenia, and Austria to Germany. So when you put an obstacle in Hungary, they just take a different route because the fundamentals are still there, pulling people in. How does this look on this transit as they're going up through their ultimate destination of Germany and some Scandinavian countries? Look at this Austrian town of 1600. They say they are drowning in migrant feces and garbage. This is Nickelsdorf, Austria. You can see the pictures there. They say they're drowning in garbage in unparalleled dimensions. Migrants leave their trash as they move through the area on their way to the pot of gold in Germany. And they say this destruction is being executed willfully, deliberately, and with malice aforethought. This is the greatest organized betrayal in Western history. They say that the supplied, and here's the evidence of this, they say supplied porta-potties were left completely filthy and unusable. They're not bothering with them. They're just doing it in the road and moving on. They say people in Nickelsdorf felt completely let down by their government. They said it's like the end of the war, back when the Wehrmacht surrendered the area to the Red Army, and we were left completely defenseless at the mercy of marauding Russians. That's how they feel about this, because quite frankly, this is a war. This is a war against the West. This war is being conducted by the globalists, just like they conducted World War II against everyone. It was the globalist arm, the bankers, who were arming both sides of this, and they're the ones who are pushing this destruction of open borders. They say one unsettled female volunteer helper, so even when you try to help them, she says, we were completely berated as Christian whores. Others just don't understand what kinds of people are marching through the land, completely uncontrolled, completely unregistered, but with the blessing of the government. They say some of them were way too tall for Chinese people. Supposedly they were from Mongolia or similar areas. There were colored people in all shades, but hardly any Syrians. You understand, this is not about taking Syrian refugees. This is simply about opening the borders to economic refugees, to Islamic colonizers. This is what the globalists want. They want to take down the Western economies because they are the ones, Europe and America, are the only ones who could possibly stand up to the globalists and stop their plans. Now, what does this look like in Germany? In Germany, there are anti-migrant rallies that are part of a backlash. We had a vote yesterday in Switzerland that was a historic strong result for a populist party known for its virulent campaigns against immigrants and Islam. What are they doing to counteract this? Well, it was just a couple of weeks ago that we had the Strong Cities Network that was introduced at the UN, along with the American government. The Department of Justice pulled into that. That is a movement that began in Europe. It's being run by a think tank that labels anyone who is anti-immigrant or anti-Islam as an extremist, as a terrorist. And they're tying this in now with law enforcement. That's what Strong Cities Network is about. It's about shutting down any opposition to this using law enforcement. It's not working for them to use political correctness to try to shame people because people understand what is being done to their country. So now they're going to use the billy club of law enforcement. We have this article today, moving toward a one world government, a one world economy, and a one world religion. This is from Michael Schneider of Economic Collapse. And he lays it out precisely what is happening with all of this, because it is all part, just the immigrant and open borders issue is just one facet of this. He says, thanks to the series of interlocking treaties and international agreements, because that's a key part of this as well, the governance of this planet is increasingly becoming globalized and centralized, but most people don't seem alarmed by this at all. In the past 30 days, we've seen some of the biggest steps towards a one world government, one world economy, and one world religion that we have ever witnessed. But these events have sparked very little public discussion, very little public debate. And he points out one other example of this. Of course, we talked about what was going on with the Pope and the globalist agenda of climate change, making a moral case for that, pushing for one world religion. But he points out the 2030 agenda, and this is a concert that was held in Central Park, the Global Citizen Festival. He says the 2030 agenda has now become global goals. On September 26, some of the biggest names in the music world, including Beyonce, promoted new global goals at this festival in Central Park. And he says we're being trained to think of ourselves as global citizens that belong to a global community. And this is precisely the language that we see from the Pope's encyclical. Ignoring all the traditional concerns of the Catholic Church about family, about Christ, anything that has to do with religion or the family that have traditionally been traditional Catholicism, now it's all about globalism. Picking a scientific advisor who wants a global planetary council, a global planetary court, and global planetary taxes. He says the UN is a de facto global government. It does not rule by the consent of the governed. He says another way that our planet is being united, of course, is through these international trade agreements. So we've talked about that often here. The ultimate goal for the entire world is to become a single market with uniform laws, uniform rules, uniform regulations. But as we merge our economy with the rest of the globe, the U.S. has been losing tens of thousands of businesses, millions of jobs, as the monolithic corporations now dominate our economy, to an area where production of labor is much cheaper. That's precisely where this is all going. Now, if we look at the race for speaker that is now starting to open up, the person who's being pushed to the front to replace John Boehner is someone who has pushed open borders relentlessly for his entire career, for over 15 years, Paul Ryan. If we look at this video that came from 2013, we see him with the Democrat who's pushed open borders the most, Luis Guterres. And he's saying in this 53-minute video that we need to have a national policy that allows companies to bring in and hire as many foreign workers as they would like. You understand how they are screwing the American worker, exporting jobs, importing workers with open borders. Now, he says Ryan rejects the idea that America is a country, in other words, a land with fixed border, with a heritage. Instead, he sees it as an idea. And he says ideas don't have borders. We've heard that before. We've heard that. That's the way they sell the open border agenda. That's what Paul Ryan is doing. And so now we have a move within the Republican Party, as well as with Nancy Pelosi, saying that she would like to help to get this crisis for speakership done. And she sees a Republican candidate that she would be able to support. Who do you think that would be? She won't say, but I think we already know that we're going to get a candidate for speaker that is precisely the same as Boehner. Boehner has had the same policies. He's had the same methods that Pelosi has. And that's what the leadership of both the Democrats and the Republicans are going to push. I think that Paul Ryan is going to be their man. We're going to see a full court push on that very soon. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how there's a bipartisan war on the working poor. We're going to show you just how regressive the progressive Obamacare mandates are. We'll be right back.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just fucking stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
video games ruined my life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Now, as we finish the last segment, we're talking about what's coming up with the speaker's race. Of course, it was Peter Sutherland, the UN official, who said that sovereignty is just an illusion. Borders and countries are just an illusion. And, of course, we've got a candidate now for speakership, Paul Ryan, who's telling us the same thing, because that's the globalist line. He's telling us that America is an idea. It's not really a physical country. And, of course, ideas can be changed very quickly, just like Paul Ryan can change his mind very quickly. We were told he was absolutely not interested in the job of speaker, but they continued to beg him. And as the AP reports, it suggests that the same hardliners who pushed the current speaker, John Boehner, out of Ohio to announce his resignation scared off his heir apparent, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Do you understand? Now they're going to say those people are going to throw up obstacles to Paul Ryan, too. Listen to the language that they use. Hardliners opposed John Boehner. He had an heir apparent because he's been ruling like a king. That's why they threw him out. That kind of imperial rule, the same as Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, on the issues, they're the same. And I want to show you with this talk about minimum wage, the talk about that we see from Bernie Sanders. I want to talk to you about how they are gaming the working class. This is a bipartisan war on the working class. As we pointed out before, what are they doing to jobs? They're shipping them overseas. They're bringing in workers, importing workers at unlimited numbers. And, of course, they're playing all kinds of games, giving you the money with one hand and taking it away with the other. Before we do, before we leave this, I just want to go back to this speaker race real briefly, talk about one of the representatives from Kentucky, Massey, who is one of the Republican rebels, they call it. Again, rebels. He said he would consider forcing a vote to push Boehner out of the speaker's chair if Boehner engages in nefarious activity. Would that be something like suspending the elections because your heir that you've chosen to your throne stands up and says he's not going to run? They had two other candidates in the race, and of course, Boehner is saying he's going to stick around to clear the decks, clear the barn, he says, before leaving Congress. Is he going to push through this trade agreement that's going to destroy jobs? That, of course, he's on the same page with Nancy Pelosi and many of the Democrat leadership on this. This is what they've been doing, and of course, this is how and why they need to be stopped. And, of course, AP goes on to say Republican voters are pushing for action, for change, for confrontation with Obama. And you know what? If the Republican Party cannot throw out Boehner and the false rhinos that are there, they're not going to retain their leadership there in the House. They're going to lose a lot of elections from people who are fed up with him. But let's take a look at what the other side is doing. Let's look at what Bernie Sanders is telling us. Now, he went on Sunday show yesterday, and he told George Stephanopoulos that he was in favor of paid family and medical leave. Now, he said, of course, this is going to require a small increase in the payroll tax. And Stephanopoulos said, well, if you increase the payroll tax, that's going to hit everybody. And Sanders says, yes, it would hit everybody. But when a mom has a baby, she can, in fact, stay home with that baby for 3 months rather than just for 1 week. Think about that. For that little bit of vacation, you're going to take a payroll hit for the rest of your life. And for people who are beyond the age of having children or people who don't plan on having children, they're going to be taxed for their entire working life for that. That is socialism, folks. That's the benefits that they like to sell you. That's how the progressives are really regressive. That's how they give it to you with one hand and take it away with the other. Remember the old song, 16 tons, load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. That was the game that was being played by the mining companies against the miners. Here's a really large wage. But, oh, by the way, you have to buy this from me and you have to buy that from me, your food, your clothing, your tools, and I'm going to set the price. I'm going to make that pretty high. But, of course, we have Democrats like Robert Reich, who is with the Clintons. He's saying, working full-time and living in abject poverty, that's what today's minimum wage will get you. So what is he proposing with this minimum wage? Let me tell you what that really is. It's nothing but quantitative easing for the working class. It is nothing but paper prosperity. It's not going to make anybody richer. And if you look at what they're doing with the revelation of Obamacare mandates, what they're putting out here with the increase that they're going to come out of is a very regressive tax, just like Social Security. We have a situation here where they are now charging you $325 or 2% of your income if you don't get Obamacare. Now, what does that mean? That means that you're going to pay 2% of your income, not the $300. That's what they always like to talk about. It's going to be 2% of your income if you are making $16,000 or more. Anybody that pays less will pay a higher percentage. Now, as they go up on this, they're going to go up to $695 or 2.5% of taxable income. Let's look at what this is. At the current minimum wage of 7.25 an hour, that means that somebody who makes $14,500 a year is going to wind up paying 5% penalty if they don't have Obamacare. People who make more than $27,800 will pay 2.5%, and anybody going all the way up, you'll pay 2.5%. But the poor will pay far more than that. Somebody on minimum wage will pay double that. So again, understand that this is a bipartisan war against the working poor. Charging you 2.5% for these Obamacare mandates if you don't get the even more expensive insurance, but if you make minimum wage, it's going to be 5%. Now, these mandates are coming from big corporations like Walmart that have devastated small business, and this is one of the ways they do it. John Bowne has this report.
Walmart, the made-in-China-fueled small American business-killing plague, is finally feeling the symptoms of its part in destroying the U.S. economy. Forbes reported, Walmart recently announced that it was raising its minimum starting wage to $9 an hour, 24% higher than the federal minimum. Since Walmart is famous for its ruthless cost management, this appeared on its face to be a significant sign of a tightening labor market. Walmart wasn't offering higher wages because the labor market was streamlining. The Walton family raised the minimum wage to $9 an hour due to the liberal socialist madness generated by Washington, D.C. Now those chickens have come home to roost, and it didn't take long. Zero Hedge reports, Walmart stocks have nosedived, and it hasn't seen a low like this in 17 years. The stock had fallen by 22%. Walmart as a brand is comparable to heroin. It's incredibly bad for our economy, but the addictive supply is on every corner, and the other pusher just can't compete. The dealers in this market smackdown are the richest family in America, valued at $140 billion, equal to the value of 42% of American families combined.
Walmart is the canary in the coal mine. It's the canary that ate the local businesses, the local industry that helped shut down our industry. It was the big Chinese bonanza mart that helped push all of this. People say, oh, look, Walmart's a snake eating itself. See, no, it's not. What is it? Six different Walmart heirs, all worth 45, 46. Last time I checked,
$1 billion apiece. And you can say, hey, folks don't have to shop there. Books have been written on how Walmart manipulated markets, engaged in all sorts of underhanded chicanery. And now the American people, even though the population's growing because of the third world influx, the profits are going down. But at a certain point, that's what it's meant to do. It's a consolidation curve. It's meant to end the free market as we know it. And then Walmart moves on to more multinational operations. They made the deals with China. They set it up. They were successful.
While the Waltons take down America from their multi-million dollar yachts, they simultaneously pose as the saviors by setting up fake philanthropic foundations and creating a brand that claims to care for American families. They actually couldn't care less. They've donated next to nothing to charity. Comparatively, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have given approximately 30% of their wealth to charity, and those guys are evil. Now, a new report from the globalist machine, the World Bank, projects that 600 million new jobs must be created over the next 10 years, or 5 million a month, just to prevent the situation from getting worse. The majority of the unemployed will be between the ages of 15 to 29 years old. Millennials already make up an average of 40% of the unemployed in the United States. A generation living in poverty during the best years of their lives is a hard way to go. Meanwhile, the homogenized business model of corporatized chains akin to Walmart are gobbling up what once made America great while blazing a corporocratic trail towards the death of America in their own greedy globalist lifetimes. John Bound for Infowars.com.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
I have a dream! The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
A British nurse who had contracted Ebola was released this last January. We were told that she had been cured. She was told she had been cured. Nevertheless, she nearly died this last week after a relapse, and it has completely changed everything that medical science thought they knew about Ebola. The nurse's name is Pauline Kafferke. She's Scottish. She had contracted this while working in West Africa. The end of last week, her condition was critical, but hospital has said that she is now serious but stable. We're glad to see that she's improving, but her family is very upset. They say doctors, quote, missed a big opportunity to spot that she had fallen ill with Ebola again after it emerged that she'd been sent home by an out-of-hours doctor who saw her earlier that week. Now, The Guardian breaks it down this way. They say what Pauline Kafferke's Ebola relapse does is it tears up everything doctors thought they knew. They say going all the way back to 1976, doctors thought that they had a reasonable idea of what these infections were about. They said the disease was grim, but if you beat it, you had a full recovery. Now that is in question. When Pauline Kafferke was admitted back 9 months after recovering fully from Ebola, and remember, she's a nurse, she's been giving medical care to people within that nine-month period. They say she became critically ill. The previous assumptions about the long-term effects of Ebola had to be torn up, and doctors and scientists are saying they are amazed and appalled. Science is never finished, is it? Especially when it's medical science. One of those scientists, Jonathan Ball, who's a professor of molecular virology at Nottingham University, admitted to being surprised. He said, there's a lot of unknowns about Ebola, but he said, I don't think anybody would for 1 minute have expected complications quite as seriously as these appear to be. Now, they point out this is what happens. They say that while the bloodstream and the saliva and organs like the liver can test for being free of Ebola, there are immunoprivileged pockets where it can hide out, parts of the body that the immune system does not protect. They found that it lingers in the eye, for example. That was Ian Crozier, an American doctor who had worked in Sierra Leone. He had contracted Ebola. He had been cured in September of last year, but it lingered in his eye. It caused him an inflammatory eye disease, and it turned his eye from blue to green. And on the same day that Kafferke's condition, the British nurse, was said to be critical, the same journal published a paper on the length of time that the virus lingers in semen. They say the genital tract is another immunoprivileged site. Men can carry the virus in their semen for at least 9 months. Remember we were told when this first came out, they said, well, you know, 7 weeks. Then we heard from some people 7 months. And we thought, well, what is it? Is that a typo? We couldn't get any clarification on that. Now they're saying at least 9 months because they've had a verified, well-documented case of sexual transmission in Liberia that resulted in the death in March of a woman from Ebola who had contracted that by sexual transmission. They said there's other places that the virus is thought to lurk, in the prostate gland, amniotic fluid, the placenta, breast milk, and the central nervous system. Of course, that includes the brain, and that's the fear with Kafricki. They point out that there was one occasion where they had two monkeys that appeared to have recovered from the virus, but they had a relapse that involved the brain, and they said it was very debilitating to them. It would have been a life-threatening illness, but since it was an animal, they went ahead and put them to sleep because that's their protocol with animals, but that's not what they do with humans. It's not clear exactly what's going to happen with this, but they say they didn't see any changes in the organs that you would associate with Ebola. The spleen, the liver, things like that were all fine. There was no traces of Ebola, but the brain was very heavily involved, as was the eye. But don't worry. They have some very reassuring news. They say she wasn't presenting symptoms that would pose a risk to other people. There you go. Don't worry. It's no problem at all. They now completely understand everything. That's what we've been told all along about Ebola, isn't it? Just like we're told about the failed climate models. Science is never finished. They need to always be learning. We need to be always learning, always informing ourselves. Look at this. CNN reports the Arctic Doomsday Vault has been opened to retrieve vital seeds for Syria. We've mentioned this many times to you at InfoWars. Maybe you didn't know there was a Doomsday Seed Vault. But they say humanity has had to cash in on its insurance policy earlier than expected. They say deep in the side of a mountain in the Arctic archipelago is the global seed vault. They say known as the Doomsday Vault, this seed bank operated by Norwegian government and containing a seed of just about every known crop in the world is meant to be humanity's backup event in case there's a catastrophe that devastates crops. But they point out that this wasn't a natural disaster, but a man-made one. The war in Syria, more specifically a Washington, D.C. crisis that was created. Now, what they have done, though, is very troubling. What they're doing is they're moving this research lab that was in Syria. They're moving these seeds out for additional research. They're moving it to another area. It is the research equivalent of eating your seed corn, and that's what we have to be worried about, that this is something that is not going to be lost at this point as they move it from one war-torn area to another, that it may spill over into. Now, as we talk about wars and we talk about the United Nations, we now see that the UN, at least one committee there, has admitted that the war on drugs has been a catastrophic failure. That was the report. And maybe that honest assessment isn't going to get released because maybe they didn't know that the leadership were the ones who actually created the war on drugs. Conservatives don't realize that the war on drugs is really a UN agenda, just like Agenda 21. They created the agenda all the way down to the four classifications of schedules 10 years before Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs in 1971. In 1961, the UN created and laid out the plans for the war on drugs. And now Richard Branson has exposed this memo. This was something that was sent out to news organizations. It was embargoed until the UN leadership approved it. And then suddenly, this unreleased statement, they told them, stop the information. Stop the presses. Don't run with this. He says the UN was preparing to declare unequivocally that criminalization is harmful, unnecessary, disproportionate. Branson said the document changing the UN's stance on drug control was supposed to be released at a conference in Malaysia Sunday. But that has now been delayed. And so he says, let us hope that the UNODC, a global organization that's part of the UN, and is supposed to be doing what's right for the people of the world, does not do a remarkable about-face at the last possible moment and bow to pressure by not going ahead with this important move. The war on drugs has done too much damage to too many people already. Well, that's precisely what it was designed to do. And, of course, it wasn't that long ago that we had the UN getting involved telling individual states that had decriminalized marijuana in the United States, like Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and others, telling them that that law was going to be null and void because the UN said so. That's the kind of control that they're exercising. But, of course, there's other forms of softer tyranny that may turn out to be just as hard in the long run. Remember when Hillary Clinton was first lady? She tried to take over health care. That later became Obamacare. Now we got Michelle Obama deciding that she's going to control what we eat. But this is starting to backfire. We've had articles like this one from the Activist Post talking about how horrible the food in Lubbock, Texas is. This is a person who's a professional nutritionist and said, this is absolutely absurd. There's too many starches. There's highly processed, chemicalized, probable GM starches. there's a difficult, it's going to impact the student's ability to concentrate. It's going to increase any ADD or ADHD tendencies. And now we have a school in Montana that has basically told them to take their $120,000 federal subsidy and take a hike. They're giving up on that much money because they were losing even more money in the cafeteria, and the people were very upset with it. They said it made the cafeteria look like it was in the middle of a perpetual fire drill. You can see that picture there. All of the empty seats. No one is eating on campus. And they were willing, they say, to lose $117,000 in federal money for Bozeman High, according to district officials. That decision is receiving widespread accolades. And they say, in spite of the fact that they got rid of $117,000, it is financially reinvigorating the slumping school food services. They said they thought that anywhere between $16,000 and $35,000 had been lost because of Michelle Obama's mandates. And now they are looking at extra food sales. Those would be things that were prohibited by Michelle for September, jumped 48% from 37,000 last year to 54,000 this year. Now, just as they don't know everything about nutrition or Ebola, they don't know everything about vaccines. When we come back, more information about Gardasil and other vaccine issues with Rob Dew and a whistleblower from Big Pharma. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
I want to go over this article. This is from the Denver Post. Fight brewing between feds and kombucha tea makers. Now, what does that have to do with vaccines? Well, for years, U.S. Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau have monitored kombucha makers nationwide for violations of federal alcohol rules. A product with more than 0.5% alcohol by volume must be labeled as such. And it's critical that customers have that information for health, religious, or some other reason, such as childhood consumption. Well, let's look at the right here, guys, on the insert for Merck Vitamin K shot. Oh, it's got 0.9% alcohol in it. Yet they want to inject that into little babies, and there's not a big deal about it. Yet we've got a whole federal bureaucracy ready to go after people for making kombucha, something that's really good for you and something that you should be drinking if you're not drinking it already. So, Brandi Vaughn, welcome to the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Hour.
And thank you for having me here.
Getting into the vitamin K shot, I talked to you about that. And you said, oh, wait, I've got two insert packages that show what? What are we going to see here?
Well, I thought it was interesting that you brought that up because I was just sent this week some photos from a nurse who did some, took photos of the actual box that the vitamin K shot comes in, as well as the different vial. So there's two different makers. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there's more than that, but these are the two popular ones that they were giving in her hospital. And this one says the active ingredient in it is polysorbate 80.
Right.
And that is linked to infertility, strongly linked, as well as to autoimmune issues and all sorts of things.
And that's an additive they put in coloring as well.
It is.
And it's really bad for people. It's in a lot of other vaccines as well. It's not just the vitamin K shot.
Right.
But I have on tape my pediatrician telling me it's very safe. The ingredients are no big deal. It's got a little bit of alcohol in it for preservation and some castor oil and the vitamin K. And that's about it.
It only has five ingredients in it. Alcohol, cornstarch, there's no aluminum, there's no mercury. It's really a very safe injection.
I think it's got castor oil or some sort
of castor oil. You're right, castor oil is one. Yeah. So, you know, it's all very, you know, basic ingredients that are very small, minute amount.
But as you can see there, that one's got polysorbate 80. Now the other one is even worse.
Yes. And like you mentioned, a lot of doctors are telling, new mothers, oh, it's just vitamin K and saline. Right. It's very, you know, it's very safe. There's nothing dangerous in it. And clearly either they're not telling the truth or they're not being told the truth. So the second picture is actually the vial of the vitamin K shot. And, as you can read on the side, it says no more than 100 micrograms per liter of aluminum.
It only has five ingredients in it. Alcohol, cornstarch, there's no aluminum, there's no mercury. It's really a very safe injection.
A little aluminum for the newborn to help them think and process information better, to help maybe with breastfeeding or something like that.
Yes. And
then on top of that, you've got the MMR that they like to shoot into them in the second day.
That's actually the Hep B vaccine.
It has
250 micrograms of aluminum. So babies, newborn babies right out of the gate are getting 350 micrograms of aluminum. And this is a toxin, a known neurotoxin that should not be in our bodies in any amount.
Right.
It's linked to breast cancer. It's linked to Alzheimer's. It's linked to a lot of neurological issues as well as gut issues because the brain and the gut are linked through the lymphatic system. And this just does not belong in our babies. There's no reason that we should be shooting our babies
unless you want to cause problems down the road, which is what I firmly believe is what the purpose of all these vaccines in this many amounts over and over again, especially in young babies, is causing. It's causing people to be lifelong patients of the pharmaceutical companies so they can help with ADHD, asthma. Hey, we got a pill for that.
Right.
We're ready to help you. You're really on the fight right now with this mandatory HPV vaccine. Tell us what's coming down the pipe with that.
Yeah, actually, the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, which is made by Merck, it's pretty much the driving force behind the mandatory vaccine laws that we're seeing. Merck, we call it in the industry, have to pay for Vioxx vaccine. And, you know, Vioxx, largest drug recall in the world, happened before. And now
Merck
has to
recoup.
Has to recoup some of those profits. And they priced it at $135 a dose, got the FDA to approve three doses within 6 months. It has huge, high aluminum content, like we were mentioning with the vitamin K shot. And they got it approved for boys and girls, 9 to 26. So they're looking at tens of billions of dollars with this. It's their new blockbuster. And that is really what's driving a lot of these mandatory vaccine laws.
And I don't know if you've seen the videos. There's videos, one that was out of, I think it was Colombia or Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the room full of girls all convulsing at the same time. And they had just been given the shot. The guy's on video going, we don't know what's going on. They told us to do this. We think there's something up. Please help us. Please help us. These people are utterly just being devastated around the world. It's not just in the United States. This is worldwide that this stuff is a bioweapon, it seems like.
Right. Japan has taken it off of their recommended schedule. The EU just in September launched an investigation into the HPV vaccine after a great Danish documentary came out exposing how many serious reactions are being seen in populations of girls being given this vaccine. And there are lawsuits all around the country against Merck, against the vaccine maker, for injuries and deaths related to Gardasil. Yeah. And that's one important point here in the U.S. Vaccines are, you know, completely protected by, have complete liability protection from the federal government. So those lawsuits that we're seeing around the world and the information that comes out in the discovery process of the judicial process, we can't do that here
in
the U.S.
It's all hidden.
It's all hidden. Yeah. And there's no liability, which means that vaccine makers make far more profit off of vaccines than they do normal pharmaceutical drugs.
And they don't pay for any of these payouts. It all comes from the dose that you pay for when you get the vaccine. $2 of that goes into this fund, which is, it's a huge slush fund, but they've paid out over $3 billion already. So it's not safe and effective like they keep telling us. One thing the pediatrician said was, it must be really scary being a parent now because there's so much information. Mm. And the whole time she was saying that, I was thinking, she really means it's so hard and scary being a pediatrician because there's so much information that parents are arming themselves with and they're standing up and saying no to that regimented schedule of just injecting aluminum into your body.
You know what? There's a lot of information out there and it's hard. I think this is the hardest time to be a parent. It really is. It's the hardest time to be a parent because there's so much information out there. And how do you filter through all that information to find out what's real, what's, you know, a real concern and what's not?
Right.
You know? I mean, and I know you want to do what's best for her, and I know you don't want to take any unnecessary risks.
Go listen to Dr. Blaylock give a 2-hour speech on what aluminum does when it goes into your brain. And all they do when they do these studies, and correct me if I'm wrong, they just test for antibodies. They just go, oh, you got antibodies. That means it works. And what's going on is these adjuvants like aluminum and mercury are stimulating the brain and creating antibodies. And they go, oh, well, there's your proof that it works. There's your proof that it's safe and effective. Is that right? Is that how they do that?
Yes. And one thing that I think people aren't aware of is that in a natural environment, we would never come into contact with 6 to 9 pathogens at one time. So when we're injecting this with the adjuvants, which are heavy metals, which are very toxic and hard to detox from, as well as additives like formaldehyde and the monkey and the animal and human cells, DNA, polysorbate 80, MSG, which we're supposed to avoid in Chinese food, right?
Right.
And mercury, which we're supposed to avoid in fish.
But it's okay to inject in your veins.
To inject into the bloodstream where it goes straight to the vital organs.
Right.
What we're seeing when you inject so many vaccine doses and so many pathogens with all of these adjuvants, the body has no idea what's going on. We're overwhelming the immune system. And so this is where we're seeing all of these autoimmune issues, the food allergies, asthma, eczema, psoriasis, lupus, all of these types of things, because the body just starts fighting everything.
It starts attacking itself.
Yeah, it attacks itself. And it attacks things like peanut oil, peanut allergies, or because peanut oil is
used off the charts. There's like 5 kids in my neighborhood who can't have peanut butter, and if my kids eat peanut butter sandwiches, they have to go outside.
I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
Well, that's it for our news tonight. We're here every weeknight, Monday through Friday. You can follow us on YouTube as a free subscription. You can also help our organization, help to pay for this, by becoming a paid subscriber at Prison Planet TV. You can also help us to spread the news, get us on a local TV or radio affiliate. The instructions on how to do that are at Infowars.com/affiliates. They'll tell you how to contact your television or radio station to get the nightly news to a broader audience. Again, that's our free-to-air satellite broadcasting system that we've just put in place. Well, join us again tomorrow night. We'll be back at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA, so it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.